Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's coming up to 9:15. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. Ibrahim now speaks to Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Owanda.
Good morning, Stephen. So we saw the jobs numbers being registered in the U.S. and has pushed up the U.S. dollar. How do you think this will impact ASEAN currencies, for instance, ringgit, the Singapore dollar, and the Indonesian rupiah on the back of a stronger greenback?
Yeah, with a broader U.S. dollar strength in the wake of the non-farm payroll report. But overall, the dollar Asia basket's held up really, really well in the face of this broader broader or stronger dollar sentiment. Of course, it's weakened a little bit, but not as much as one might have expected. However, I think the underlying fact here is all about risk sentiment. Risk sentiment still remains rather buoyant, even despite the prospects of a U.S. rate hike going up. This is one of the areas that we have to keep an eye on. Obviously, this risk sentiment has been driven primarily by the availability of cheap U.S. finances, lower interest rates through the global markets. But I would assume at one point that when the U.S. starts to hike interest rates, there'll be substantial outflows from the Asian basket. So it's a very, very delicate balance here that we have to keep a really, really close eye on what's happening with the state of the U.S. interest rates.
Can we expect foreign funds to invest in some of these emerging markets, particularly in ASEAN currencies, because they can get more for their buck?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really driving it. I mean, it's like this chase for yield is really dominating the market. You know, the market's under the impression we're somewhat in this Goldilocks zone where economies appear to be doing fairly relatively well, and you know, under the provision that the central banks are going to keep monetary policy extremely loose, forever. But I mean, obviously, at some point, we're going to see interest rates start to hike. But I still think the advantage, I mean, if we look at the differentials and the yields that are getting offered in the emerging market spaces relative to what's available in the other G10 space, it's certainly there's certainly room in most portfolios to expand into the region, and I expect ongoing portfolio flows to be very supportive for ASEAN currencies over the near term.
The Bank of England on Thursday cut its benchmark interest rate to 0.25% from 0.5%. This has led to some of the Asian economies registering very high market numbers. Do you think this trend will continue this week?
Yeah, well, point in fact, I mean, it's just this the easy money, the perception that global central bankers are willing to make monetary policy that much more accommodative, and therefore you're seeing investors look for take on riskier assets, looking for higher yields and opening up their portfolios a bit. I mean, if we even look at the Taiwan dollar, it's near trading near a 1-year high as equity inflows are just dominating the flow. You know, unfortunately, in the Malaysian ringgit, we've been suffering a little bit because of the fallout from the political scandal still weighing on global investor sentiment. And also, if you couple the fallout from the recent capitulation in energy prices, it is weighing negatively right now. How long that's going to hold onto the Malaysian currency, well, only time will tell. But certainly, looking at this week, we're seeing a rebound in the energy prices. So perhaps the Malaysian ringgit will be on better footing this week.
So we saw some of the bigger projects being invested in Malaysia. They're done by the Chinese companies. Do you think this will have any impact on the trade businesses as well as the yuan or renminbi relationship with the ringgit, perhaps an improvement in that correlation?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think if we look even at countries like Korea who are looking to open up bilateral trade agreements by actually exchanging on their domestic currency, almost opening up their domestic currencies to more to a broader space. So these currencies that are currently traded in the NDF baskets, like the Malaysian, like the Korean, once these bilateral trade agreements get put in place, it'll provide much more liquidity to the markets, and it'll actually be viewed very positively by international capital markets in that regard.
So you spoke about Korea. South Korea's KOSPI SEU is up 0.31%. This is much in tandem with the Australian S&P. They're up by 1%. Hang Seng is up by 1.5%. Nikkei is up by 2%. However, the only change in this trend is the Shanghai Composite, which is down by 0.2%. Do you think these Asian markets have something to do with how the Shanghai Composite Index is doing? And perhaps can we expect the Shanghai Composite Index to follow in tandem with the other Asian markets and push their numbers up?
Yeah, it's a good question. We've seen sort of a divorce from the rest of the Asian complex, trading at the hip versus what the China markets are doing. I think right now they're looking at two different areas. Right now there seems to be a lot of portfolio inflows coming into the other Asian baskets, and where it's starting to trickle into the mainland baskets. But there's certain domestic pressures that still exist in China, which is sort of lagging them back a little bit. One for sure is that recently the PBOC announced that they cannot accommodate more easing through the reserve requirement ratio, simply because they feel the market's just over liquid right now, and this would compound the yuan factor, given the fact that the yuan is weakening. So there's one regard there where investors are saying, well, we're anticipating more stimulus in China, but if the central bank's not going to provide it, well, then that's a hiccup. So if we go back to the major baskets, in the Asian currencies, chase for yield, that's what's dominating the landscape right now. And provided that central bankers keep that perpetual printing press running, I think inflows will continue being positive to the Asian basket of currencies.
Thank you. That was Stephen Innes, Senior Asia Pacific Forex Trader at Oenda. And now Kusu Chuang speaks to Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global in Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.